Hello, Housewives fans. We can't wait to talk all about Tequila Mexico, the last day with the ladies, and we have one episode left after this. Join us right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Aww.
It's way back Wednesday. It's perfect.
It is way back Wednesday. I feel like Sonia, this would be her theme song for everyone this episode.
I think she successfully kissed everyone.
Yeah.
Almost everyone.
Almost everyone. Almost everyone. This episode of Real Housewives of New York, season 9, episode 18. We can't believe how quickly this season has gone by. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner. And tonight, I am joined by...
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff at Megan Stecker.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina, and I just want to say I have a brand new YouTube series called Your Time with Thomas. Please check it out. Episode 3 comes out this week. I go down this crazy slide 1,000 feet in the air, so you have to see it.
Are you doing the observation deck?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my god, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was scary. But you guys are going to have to watch it.
Yes! Watch Thomas' show. Ashley's not with us tonight, but hopefully she'll be back for the season finale next week.
Yes.
And we were just discussing, we're not sure whether or not they're going to take like a break between the reunion shows. And we usually said there's about 3 reunion shows. So that means we only have 4 episodes of The Housewives left.
I can't believe it.
It really flew by.
Did it go as fast for you guys as it did for us? Is it just traffic to get here that's why it feels like it's gone by so fast for us? I don't know. That's why I feel like it does.
It flew by.
Aww. It flew by. The season flew by, which means it was a good season.
Yeah. I graded an A.
You graded an A?
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see what happens in this last episode.
I'll save it for the end.
Yes. All right. Let's talk a little bit about this episode. Aside from all the tears that were shed, which was a very, very emotional episode for, it seems like everybody, pretty much nearly everyone had a momentary breakdown. Almost everyone, if they haven't already. And we get Ramona, who says that she's embracing the life that she has right now. This is coming off of last week's episode where Sonia wanted her to admit she wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we talked about this too much since it was at the end of the episode and we only got a little snippet of it. Do you feel like Ramona is unhappy in her life, kind of like Bethany says, where she's like, well, you wouldn't be acting like this if you really were happy?
Yeah, I can agree that I don't think she's fully happy because she is lonely and she's not in a relationship right now. And I think that that's what Ramona wants. So, yes, I do agree that I don't think she's completely happy. But it was interesting that Ramona was doing that to her, like wanting to get something out of her.
Sonia?
Mm-hmm. Sonia, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch Ramona get peeled away because at first she completely defended herself. And she said, you know, do I wish I were still married? Of course. Do I wish things worked out with Mario? Of course. But I am happy in what my life is now. And then I felt like when she and Bethany talked later in the pool, she almost took a step back. But just a little shout out to Charlie in Charge, who says, yes, this season went by way too quickly. And also, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to say this right.
Pisgah
Mount Laurel. It truly flew by.
It did. It did fly by.
Yeah.
And we get Sonia trying to make out with everyone, which is why this episode was called Make Out, Make Up. There were lots of makeups today as well as the making out. I thought it was interesting. Tinsley left us with a little snippet of information saying that, you know, she hasn't really seen Sonia this drunk, but, you know, she has been drinking throughout, you know, since she moved in. Which, didn't Sonia mention last week that she hadn't drank in so many months?
But
I think she screws up the dates.
Yeah, but I mean, Tinsley called her out last week even. She's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, just making sure. This is when all the nakedness happens. Bethany jumps in the pool naked. Ramona flashes Carol, saying that she has the best boobs. And Carol and Tinsley both have real boobs. And Carol actually says, I actually have the best boobs out of everyone. Sonia's then naked in the pool, sneaking tequila. And we just have a big boob party.
That was amazing. This whole Mexico trip has really delivered, because you get to see all of them together. That's the beauty of it, is that there's not somebody at home that didn't get to go. This is really the whole cast.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Interesting that Bethany was the one to start the whole like strip down party and everyone.
She took that moment and ran with it.
Wild. She was drunk.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And I don't feel like we get to see drunk Bethany very often.
Like we never see like an out of control Bethany mm-hmm. when she's drunk. She's usually just loose and fun. So she took it to a very loose level.
These episodes are fun because you saw how much they were drinking. All the viewers get to see how much is like inside their bodies, how much alcohol intake, and just to have the producers film everything after that. That's like when you're with your friends and you're drunk and you know there's going to be that hour where things start coming out of your mouth that aren't supposed to, and you mm-hmm. start doing things that aren't like cool. But I'm glad we got to see all that.
Mm-hmm. What did you two think of Ramona and Bethany's conversation? You know, Bethany says that Ramona has been mean. She's bringing up this porn stuff in Bryn. And Bethany basically just wants Ramona to admit that she did it. I don't even think it's as much of an apology, since Ramona's been giving these false apologies the entire way. I think it's more of a just admit what she did was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, I mean, do you feel like there's a little closure here? Do you feel like this has fixed it and in the reunion we're going to see them totally fine? Or do you think that this is just the beginning?
I don't think when we get to the reunion, everything's fine. Because there's usually, because they get time to look back at the episodes and then all this mm-hmm. anger comes up. And then, you know, I think they go back and forth on how they feel. But in that moment, it was really nice. But that's what happens with their relationship, speaking between Bethany and Ramona. This is how it is with them. Mm-hmm. They fight on every season and then they get together at some point. And this is something that I thought when we first started, that they were going to somehow mm-hmm. come back together.
And I think something that happens with all of these shows is that the women find it hard to, especially on a vacation, be in the same room together for days on end and not get along. There's a tension and they want to relieve it. So they all, like, you know, their emotions come bursting out. They cry, they apologize, they make up. And then when they get back home, there's a lot of, oh, well, so-and-so said this or so-and-so's said that, or what they thought before they'll start saying out loud again, you know. So I'm sure behind Bethany's back to other people, once they're back home, Ramona's like saying some of the things that she had previously said about mm-hmm. Bethany. It's not like she doesn't think those things anymore. Mm-hmm. And I just think these things ebb and flow. And then when they have to see each other in 6 months to start filming again, then it'll be contention again. And then mm-hmm. and then they'll have to make up again. So...
Well, this was a nice drunken moment for them to both cry. And, you know, Bethany, Ramona asks if she's an evil person, which Bethany says, no, she's not. They hug it out.
I wonder if they weren't drunk, if this would have ever happened.
Probably not.
I don't think
so. But Ramona keeps these walls up where she's never wrong. She's always defending herself, even when it's so blatantly obvious what she said was 100% wrong. She will defend herself to the death. And I think she does have to be like, really, the alcohol have just taken her walls down for her to just relax and let her emotions out and then be like, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm always apologizing. I'm sorry.
But do you exactly think like maybe, but they always say alcohol is the true serum. So do you think that Ramona really knows this deep down that she's wrong and she did something bad?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
And
I
she
really
just,
do.
She just, once she does, once she says it, she's like, nope. I'm not going to say it. I'm gonna take this to my grave that it was not my fault until we have a moment like this.
Yeah. Yes. That is why every start of the season and during the seasons, it's the same Ramona that comes out. Mm-hmm. This is her thing. This is what she does. This is who she is. This is Ramona.
This is Ramona. The one, the only.
Well, we did get closure for both of them. It seems at least at this point there was closure for them. This is when Bethany discovers Sonia in her swimsuit that Dorinda has dressed her in, because Dorinda's not a big naked person. She doesn't like walking around her own place naked.
I don't get that.
I'm not a naked person either.
Oh, I don't think I am either. Live for being naked. Oh my god.
I feel like I could. I totally see it.
And not in public. Totally not in public.
But
not
just in, like, in the comfort of your home.
Exactly. I walk around and it's like to a fault because I have those big vertical blinds and we have like the big floor to ceiling windows out front. Like people could just be walking by on the sidewalk and see me butt naked in my apartment. And I just love, well, I'm just like, I don't even care. This is my place. Screw you. And I just like, I mean, as soon as I'm out of the shower, I just love walking around naked. And like, I love like napping naked, sleeping naked. Like,
oh,
I just,
no.
Just let the breeze fly through yes. everything. I love it.
I love that. Yeah, that totally, like, you just.
Well, you also have a roommate, correct?
Well, yes.
So it's a little weird.
But even when I knew he was at Comic-Con for a week. Like,
you
I
never
joked,
know if that door is going to pop open.
That's true.
I joked. I was like, so I should stop cleaning right. naked right now?
Right. So if my boyfriend, if I was just, like, walking around the house nude after showering in the morning after, like, my bar class or whatever, and my boyfriend came in the door, like, no big deal. Yeah. But if I had a roommate, it'd be weird, and I'd be, like, defensive and not ever walk around naked.
Yeah. Just not a naked person.
I am now.
And Dorinda is not a naked person. So no. She covers, you know, Sonia up with Bethany's suit. And Bethany's trying to fix it and go, okay, this isn't right. This is when Bethany and Sonia give a little smooch to each other. Nothing crazy. Sonia's just totally flirting with Bethany there. And once again, drunkenness. So Bethany's early. She's kind of making a scene for dinner. And she says, she's like, I'm playing this up like this. You know, I'm always worried about being late. And she's actually on time. And Dorinda comes in. And all of a sudden, I feel like out of nowhere, she's drunk.
I think like, the alcohol, she's just, one of those people that hits her later.
Later.
Mm-hmm. It was weird because she was in total mom mode, like dressing Sonia 1 minute. And then we flashed to like an hour and a half. Well, maybe it was late. I think they were an hour and a half late getting to dinner. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how much time passed between when she dressed Sonia and dinner. But yes, I think you're right. The alcohol hits her a little bit later.
Delayed blackout.
It was like a compounding effect of the day, maybe.
Well, because Megan started like, she's like, oh, here we go. Here's the drunk words. Oh, here's the flares.
I had my Dorinda arms going watching her. I was like, yes.
And Bethany's
it's like
up.
An exercise.
Bethany's up dancing. Tinsley's up there.
Tinsley
both
got
like,
in it.
Like they know this is what she is. And for some reason, Dorinda picks up this knife, and like, obviously, her hand just slips, and she cuts her hand open. And Bethany's trying to help her, but
didn't you feel like that was a little creepy that she grabbed a knife and was stabbing it on the table?
I mean, yes, I think she was just trying to be like
making a point
and make True. A point. But she's just drunk, and that was just not...
That's the scary part when you drink too much, because you get in situations
I feel like
that.
She had, like, a little mini blackout.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of a knife and possible stabbations, has anyone seen the trailer for this new show, The Sinner, that's going to air?
No, but I've seen the billboards.
I've seen
everywhere.
The trailer, and it's... like, Jessica Biel is going to rock my world. Like, the acting she does in the trailer that I saw, I was like,
really?
This show is going to be amazing. I had chills. If you guys know Grant from here at AfterBuzz, I actually did his podcast with him, and we were all talking. It was a big group of us, and we're like, this show is going to be amazing. But it's if I read to you guys something a little proper, it would sound like this. It's going to be a new USA limited series following a young mother played by Jessica Biel who commits a startling act of violence and the police investigator obsessed with uncovering the truth. Everyone knows she did it and no one knows why. The Sinner premieres Wednesdays at 10, 9 central, only on USA Network. Bill Pullman actually and Christopher Abbott are also in it. So like big names, big actors. It's Oh, gosh, you guys.
When's the premiere date?
Oh, my God, it's not even on here. My bad.
It just
says Wednesdays. Sorry, guys. Wait on. I'll Google it. I'll Google it, you guys.
I'm like, now I want to watch
this. Jessica Biel has been all over, like,
Yeah, it's been all
over. It's the first time she's back on TV since Seventh Heaven,
that's a long time ago.
I didn't realize she was only doing
It's because she's inspired because she's married to Justin Timberlake.
Let me tell you what, if I woke up with that guy every day.
Yep.
Hello.
All right, so Megan's going to find out when this happens, and maybe Jessica Biel...
August 2nd. Oh, was that...
That's today!
Okay.
It's tonight. Set your DVR.
At 10, ding, 9 ding. Central on USA.
Okay.
Okay, watch so when you guys are done...
After.
done watching our show, pop open the DVR, Oh my God, it's so good, you guys. Oh, now I have to text my boyfriend to set the DVR. Okay, okay.
All right. So
watch The Sinner.
In all of this that's going on with this stabbing and stuff, Dorinda starts to kind of psychoanalyze Bethany. And we all know how much Bethany really, truly enjoys that when someone does
she
that.
She does. I'm glad you pointed that out.
She just really loves it when someone
does
that.
In her words, therapize. Sonia was right because she said, Bethany said to her, stop trying to therapize everyone. And Sonia goes, you always therapize me. She's right. Because Bethany does all that therapy, so she knows the lingo. When she sees something somebody else is doing that her therapist has told her she does, then she tells them they're doing it. She loves that
she
therapist
does. And
of
you
hers.
Can see it in her eyes when she knows that somebody is falling into that, like, you know, vulnerable state. She just kind of, like, watches them crumble.
Yes. She literally watches their own demise because they're doing it to themselves.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, Dorinda said, like, Dorinda's telling her, like, isn't it so annoying to be so correct all the time? It's like Bethany wants to tell, you know, when she's even told herself on a she announced about herself on a previous trip, maybe I know it all. She loves just being right.
She does.
And it's got to be exhausting.
It does, and she runs her own business, which, you know, Dorinda's kind of saying something about that after Bethany has planned this trip to Tequila for the business aspect of it. The whole trip wasn't for the business, but it was partially. So it seems a little bit like she's taking, Dorinda's kind of not taking it for granted, but just kind of being rude about the whole situation and stuff. But I, at this point, I was like, she's drunk. She doesn't mean any of this. Like, I had, whether she's saying it or not, and she's saying that she's a mean bee, I
think what Dorinda actually did mean and would probably admit to sober was the whole, like, you got to take a break sometimes, Bethany. Like, it can't always be about you being right, you telling everybody what to do, everybody kissing your butt so they're in your good graces. Like just stop trying to be perfect all the time. Like, just relax and we'll all have a good time together. And I don't think she meant it in a mean way. I think she meant, like, I can see how uptight you are. I just want you to relax and have a good time. And I think the other stuff she said was because Bethany and her had a back and forth. Like, Bethany was offended by being, like, told that. Bethany said some, like, oh, okay, you want to go at it type stuff. And then Dorinda went, like, you're a bee. Get a girl up your ass or whatever. I'll enjoy rewatching this episode tonight. Yes.
Speaking of Dorinda, today, like, before we started, I did a poll just to see what people thought.
Did?
Yeah, I'm like obsessed with polls. I make the most random polls. I'm like asking people what favorite, like, alcohol they like. But I did a poll of which housewife would you want to spend the day with, and Dorinda's in the lead with 60%.
Out of all the housewives?
No, you can only do 4 on Twitter. So 60% we have Dorinda, 24% is Bethany, 13% Sonia, and 3% Bethany.
And 3% Ramona, you mean?
3% Ramona, yeah.
Ramona lost hard. Sorry, Ramona.
It's still going, but it looks like Dorinda's going to take it all the way.
I would do Dorinda.
I'm actually surprised Sonia isn't up there.
Me too.
A little higher.
Yeah.
Because she's just like a silly... Well, maybe because everyone feels like they have to be her parent when she gets drunk.
Like, and she goes back and forth. Like, Dorinda's kind of like a straight shooter, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I would want to be with Bethany because she'd plan something real fun.
She would.
I want to say, I think Bethany on this show is different than Bethany. Like,
in
me as a person she's never met before. Say I won some contest where it's like, you get to spend the day with Bethany, like... I don't know that she'd be as, like,
fun
Bethany that she is on the show when it's, like, vacation.
Where you think, like, Dorinda would be, like,
I feel like Bethany would be all business when she's kind of, like, really on one and talking all the time and telling you what to do. Like, I think that's...
You would have to get her on a good day.
Yeah.
But her stories, I do watch her stories sometimes on Instagram, and she does have a constant fun life, or what she shows.
Yeah, she's been in the Hamptons a lot.
It's sad when she talks about Bryn and then there's, like, nothing, but there's, like, a hand or there's...
Yeah.
It's just sad because, you know, she has to think about that when you're snapping. If I'm avoiding, like, talking about Lindsay, but I'm not going to snap Lindsay, it's just very sad to not be able to do that.
Straight up saw Bryn full body, almost face, on her Instagram stories just yesterday or 2 days ago. They were at Kmart, and I'm not sure what they were getting, but Bryn had Play-Doh. And she's like... Bethany was taking a video of herself in the mirror, and Bryn standing in front of her. So you saw all of Bryn just she turned her face a little bit so you couldn't see her full face. And then she's like, Mom, can you hold this? It's heavy. And, like, I mean, you heard her, you saw her, and I was like, wow, whoa. Oh, my God. I hope Jason isn't, like, filing paperwork right now.
I'm sure he has somebody that, yeah, watches that.
Well, as this is going on, the fireworks are happening. This is what when the Bethany and Dorinda fight happens. And I'm glad that Carol kind of stuck up for Dorinda a little bit, saying that she has been nice. She actually does usually have Bethany's back. And she's not jealous, but obviously owes her an apology the next day because there's no need to, like, say nasty things whether you're drunk or not.
That was nice to see that Carol did that. I appreciated that.
And so we've got some yoga happening. Dorinda's down for yoga, but Bethany's down there, and there's this awkward tension because of the previous nights. And, you know, Dorinda mentions it's not worth rehashing the whole argument just to, like, deal with it. Like, but Dorinda also had a problem apologizing right then and there. Just say I'm sorry. I don't think she realized maybe the things that she had said. And so she was instantly on the defensive because she was on the defensive.
I almost felt like she was giving... Well, she wasn't giving an apology. I almost liked what she said in the morning before Bethany was like, LLM, I've been speaking to you. Like, I almost liked how she was kind of being like, look, we were both drunk. We both said things we didn't mean. I wasn't being rude to you. What I was explaining was... It must be exhausting trying to be correct all the time. Let's just relax. And if I were Bethany, and I'm not, I'm nothing like Bethany, you know, I would have been like, you're right, my bad, we both took it too far. You know, I said things I didn't mean, and you said nasty things back. I would like you to apologize for calling me a bitch, but it's over.
But I think better to start it with, I'm sorry I did this, then go into that. So that you're already apologizing first, so that they're... Because as soon as you hear an apology, and then it almost... If you say that stuff, it negates it, or it doesn't seem genuine. So I think apologizing right away and saying, look, I'm sorry, we did both say things we didn't mean, but I should not have said those things. This is what I was trying to say.
I agree with you. I think in life, that's the way to do it. But I think for what happened with their situation, Dorinda wasn't going to do that because I don't think Dorinda wants to give that power to Bethany. Like, everyone's going to be like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't think... So I think she purposely left that I'm sorry to kind of start it the way that it happened. But I think in life, that's definitely the way to do it.
Well, it came back to bite her in the butt because she had to come back and say I'm sorry later on anyway.
It was delayed. Another delay.
So, I mean, if she would have said it right away, it probably would have just cleared the air. Instead, Carol goes up to Dorinda's, you know, they're sharing a room. And Carol wants to have her back, which I did think it was nice to see Carol being there for Dorinda. And we've got Dorinda breaking down. And she says she's trying to come from a nurturing side. All right, you guys tell me what you think of Sonia talking to Frenchie via FaceTime and showing her body. Is that how you FaceTime your boo?
No. But it was so Sonia.
It was so extra. It was so like cheap.
They wrote Sonia's lover in parentheses, which is the best part. It wasn't like Sonia's boyfriend, Sonia's husband. Like, of course, because it's her lover, she's being so flirty and crazy, and it's so her.
And she needs to, because that's her role in New York. Like, that's her role in being a housewife, is she's the you know, elderly, well, older...
Elderly!
I knew that was going to come off wrong.
How dare
it's just you. Like, you know, she talks to these younger guys, and she just has to flirt it up a little bit, and that's, like, her role, and they kind of... The producers run with it. Because none of the other housewives really act like that.
It's The Hangover meets The Golden Girls, like Bethany said. Isn't that wild to think about, like, Ramona and maybe Sonia and maybe Luann are all in the age range that The Golden Girls were on the show?
Are they? No. Like, 10 years younger.
I think The Golden Girls were supposed to be late 50s, mid to late 50s when they...
They had white
I know. That's why it's crazy.
I think they're in their 70s.
Okay, I'm gonna Google how old were The Golden Girls.
All right.
Lindsay, your face. I'm like,
oh, like, my God, that's horrifying. No. Dorinda does pull Bethany aside and says that she reacted poorly and apologized to Bethany, who then Bethany breaks down. Bethany, this whole episode, was just an emotional mess. She mentions she's obviously got other things that she's dealing with. And Bethany admits, you know, she's like, I shouldn't feel bad for feeling successful. And she feels guilty about that because I think people do, like... she did, Bethany did work hard to earn this success.
Yeah.
But she has a lot of guilt, I think, for being successful. And I don't know if that's brought on because of the relationship with Jason. That maybe that's something that he's always said to her. So that's
because he kind of he did an insecurity help her on the way to the top. You know, he did have some, you know, partnership with her at some capacity. So I think that's why she probably feels that way.
I think. Oh gosh, it's just so deep. Like she struggled. I think she struggled so hard to become successful because of some childhood issues. And I remember her saying, like, I want to show my dad, like, even though he walked out on me, you know, I'm going to be successful without his help. You know, there's all these feelings in the back of her mind going on that everything's just connected to emotional damage all the time. And then the fact that people who were her friends and knew her before she got financially successful are now jealous and talk behind her back. That's why she was like, you know what? I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know that they feel this way about me.
Mm-hmm. It must be tough. I don't know, like, how is her brand doing? Do you guys follow the Skinny Girl brand and to see, like, where things are at? Because before she used to fluff it up a lot, and now we're seeing, like, little...
Is the brand doing good? Last year and the year before, it was definitely, like, a whole lot. I mean, we saw all the products and everything. She was always talking about it. This year, it feels like she went, you know, that she's showing us tequila. She's showing the snowboard. They talked about the car in an episode, but it seemed like it's gone down. Like, she hasn't brought it up so much, so maybe...
But is general, is the brand doing good?
I don't know.
That's interesting to me because, you know, we saw it at its peak. Like, you know, like, she sold it to Jim Beam and it was doing amazing. She was on the cover of Forbes or something at one point. So I wonder where things are now.
I don't know. Her deli meat is at my local Ralph's. I saw it last night.
Wow, she's got deli meat?
Yeah, that's her newest thing. I didn't know that. She... I don't know. Just a couple of months ago during the season, it is when it like came out in grocery stores, I believe. Because I saw some press junket.
The only reason I said that is because when Ramona dogged her brand on TV and she was like, your brand is done. Like, I feel like Ramona has facts. Like,
I don't know as a complete non-business person. I don't know where you could get that information. I don't know if it's as easy as like going on Forbes.com.
Or checking what her stock is or whatever
it is. Yeah, I have no idea.
Interesting.
Well, we've got a boat day that's happening, and Tinsley, Ramona, and Carol decide to go on the boat with Captain Fred, and while the other girls stay back, kind of have massages, just hang out around the house that day. Tinsley mentions that she actually has gotten a text from Scott, and she's meeting him in Vegas the next day. And we kind of were asking you guys last week if they were still together, and we all discovered that, yes, Scott and Tinsley are still together. Yay!
That's amazing. Good for them.
So exciting to hear that. They just seem like a good couple that, like, balances each other out.
And I have said, I don't know if I said, I think I said it in YouTube comments to people who have commented on previous weeks. I said she should just take this one season of the show and get out of here, marry that guy, and go have babies and be happily ever after. Like, he's such a great guy that we think.
You don't need the drama. Yeah, she doesn't like, need, you don't the need the press. She's
like,
good.
What you got out of the show was meeting the guy you could be with for the rest of your life and have babies with, and like, take it and run. See you later.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'd be okay if that was what you decided to do.
Yeah.
And maybe she could figure out what she really wants to do. This was like a platform to bring awareness back to who Tinsley Mortimer is, and she doesn't have to do this forever.
Mm-hmm. And as all the ladies are talking about that are getting massages and stuff, you know, every guy she meets she wants to marry and things are great with, so... Things are actually going Sonya great with this guy.
So
she does talk so much crap about her.
You know, it's like, are you friends? Or are you a little bit of selfiness? Frenemies?
I think that, like, don't, being that you knew someone who used to work on the show production wise, don't they each have their own individual producer?
So my girlfriend that was working on the show was working with Sonya, Ramona, and Luann. And she said Sonya and Ramona were just a nightmare to try and get to do anything and follow what production actually wanted them to do, getting them somewhere on time. And I think she was only with them for two seasons and on the trips and stuff too. I mean, and she just said it was a nightmare, and she's much happier producing for the show she's working for now. And working with the crew she's working for now. And it's a big show on Fox. I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
But she's doing very, very well with another show without having to deal with, like...
Yeah.
What an experience, just, I mean, like,
the attitudes, yeah, it sounds like
of some of the women. I've read that they each kind of have an individual producer, and this might be totally false, but, like, you know, their producer needs to craft a storyline for them. So it seems like they kind of really didn't have anything to work with for Sonia, so mm-hmm, other than her... the Rocco and Frenchie thing. So it's kind of like this they manufactured all this Tinsley drama to give her something to talk about, you know, and I feel like either her or her producer definitely planted that Page Six story, and it was such nonsense.
Yeah.
You think it would, wait, sorry, what?
I thought either Sonia or Sonia's producer
planted
that story on Page Six to give them, like, something to talk about and get upset about on the show.
100% think that it was Sonia. I don't think there was even any question that it was Ramona. And I'm glad to see Tinsley actually apologize to Ramona and say, I don't think it's you. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know it's not you.
It's interesting that these housewives give Sonia a free pass, like, every time. Like, last season with the whole copying of the Skinny Girl brand, this season with, you know, talking behind people's backs. For some reason, people forgive Sonia, like, it's just the thing to do.
I think sometimes when someone is kind of flighty and, like, a little bit ditzy like Sonia is, it's just easier to go...
free pass.
It's just Sonia. Like, you're just like, oh, you're... Aw, tap you on
the head.
There's
free pass stickers, yeah, like, at Sonia's store.
Charlie in Charge said, have you seen Tinsley and Carol peering in the coupon cabin commercials still? It's owned by Scott.
Wow.
Oh, that's I have right. not. Well, I never connected the two.
How
I haven't seen
amazing.
It.
What a life.
I didn't connect that when
But, like, adorable and cute. Super cute. I haven't seen them yet.
They're during... the show.
What are they selling?
So we always fast forward.
Oh,
through
we always
them
fast. Oh,
while we're watching. But yeah, if you happen to catch them,
we saw
they
tonight.
Talk about toilets and shoes in the commercial. Actually,
yeah, she's sitting on a toilet. Did you see any at all?
No,
I just saw a clip, but I didn't get to.
I'll watch it.
It's funny because Tinsley has most of the lines being like, "Oh my god, yes, I need coupons," and you're thinking like, no, honey. As much as they talk about her being a shopping addict on the show, I'm like, girl, I ain't using coupons anywhere.
Well, Tinsley also mentions she's going to be throwing Sonia a party, like a thank you party for letting her stay with her for the past 3 months. But it's also going to be a little bit of an FU party because of everything that's been going on. Meanwhile, Sonia actually knows this is going to be happening because Bethany talks behind Tinsley's back and tells Sonia about it, which I didn't like that. Did you think that it was okay of Bethany to tell Sonia that and say that she was kind of talking shit about it? Pardon my... Oops, sorry. Talking poop about it.
I don't know.
I'm not giving Bethany a pass on that one.
That scene really didn't rub me the wrong way. It didn't.
Okay.
I was looking at the monitor. I'm sorry, can you...
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with all the fans watching the show.
I was looking up the coupon thing before. Yeah. So
we're reading everybody's comments that they're sending in. Sorry, guys.
I thought it was kind of crappy of Bethany... to tell Sonia that Tinsley's planning on throwing her a thank you party, but that Tinsley's actually talking crap about Sonia.
Yeah, that was kind of shady.
It was just shady. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not going to give you a pass for that. Like,
good call, because I didn't even... It kind of went over my head that was like a shady thing for her to do.
She says that Tinsley's been complaining and thinks the party is BS and for show. And I'm like, that's not really any of your business, and you don't need to stir the pot there.
Mentally, I probably gave it a pass because I just love when Bethany is so honest and, you know, like, cuts through everything with
that
her
party,
words.
That's a good finale. Parties. That's a good way to end it because it kind of leaves it open-ended because it's just...
For them to discuss at the
you know, they and just, we know now that Tinsley doesn't live there anymore, so that's what she said on Watch What Happens Live, so...
They just always have that one season-ending party, and sometimes it's, like, not much happens and it's kind of a bust. Like, last year, it was, like, Bethany's margarita themed.
I don't think much
party.
Is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be as exciting.
Either. I don't
well,
either.
Tom and Missy.
Except that.
Except for that.
That part of that nugget.
I will bet you.
D Mike? Have we ever seen a graphic that says like D Mike?
No.
What is that?
I will bet you $100 that's how they leave us hanging for the season ender. Like that's the last thing we hear for the season.
So that reunion gets discussed, and that'll be the third episode of the reunion because they're not going to talk about it before the third episode.
You know who and when Tom comes out.
You know what's unfortunate is I think that the whole Luann slapping Tom in public happened right after they filmed the reunion, so that didn't get to get brought up at the reunion. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we've got Carol on the boat saying she's an expert fisherwoman, and they don't end up catching anything. They are whale watching, which is beautiful, but they say they're going to buy this big fish and pretend that they got it, and so everyone has to kind of follow along. They do bring the fish in, and it seems like everyone's kind of like believing them. They make a ceviche with it. They didn't really, there was really nothing else about the little fishing, mini fishing trip. But last dinner in Mexico, Bethany mentions that everyone's getting along and this is just too weird because there's been fights, but everyone's made up and having breakthroughs and, you know, getting along well. So they all thank her for the trip when they sit down at dinner and she goes, I want to know what your rose and your thorn was for the trip. So what was your good moment? What was your bad moment? And Carol says Dorinda being both for the way that she, the nasty thing she said, but also because she got to share a room with her and spend time with her. Sonia mentions the helicopter ride.
That was awesome.
Leaving out Tinsley.
That was interesting.
Shade. Tinsley says the baller helicopter ride. But as this is going on, Luann scolds Tinsley for swearing because we can tell Tinsley's actually getting a little bit drunky. And Tinsley brings up, well, you live in West Palm, not Palm Beach. And I guess it's a society thing, which makes it, I actually think that I give props for Tinsley for doing that because Luann does throw Palm Beach around a lot, as Bethany states. And I didn't realize it was a status thing because I think she was doing it for status.
So wait, time out. So where does everyone live?
So Tinsley lives in Palm Beach.
With her mom.
With her mom, okay. Which is what Luann was trying to say, even though Tinsley doesn't necessarily live there. That is where her family has a home. But Luann is in West Palm, and it's different. It's like saying you're from Beverly Hills versus saying...
You're from Melrose.
You're from Melrose.
Yeah.
Or that you live in Bel Air.
Interesting.
Versus, like, the two. It seems like that's what it was, and it's... and. The wealthy would live in Palm Beach, but West Palm is
not. They were throwing shade, basically.
They were throwing shade. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with Tinsley for saying that because the way I took it was that, yeah, Luann's been trying to make it seem like she's this very classy, I mean, like, you know, has this great
place. My husband is my rose.
Yeah, her husband's her rose. And they're like, about the trip.
Tom's my rose.
Did she go first? Did they edit it where she actually went first? How could she listen to everybody's story from their trip experience and then go and say Tom?
No, I mean, she's that delusional.
I think
like,
she,
they
yeah.
were like, did you not listen to all of us? It's about
the
trip.
She was just preparing to, like, deliver the Tom words. So she wasn't listening the whole time and she was like, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know why. She's from an era where it's, like, so prized to be married. Honey, anybody could get married any day of the week. Just like Tinsley said, she's gotta go to Vegas through a drive-thru, okay? Calm down. Like, dropping all this, like, Tom and Palm Beach, like, they're not jealous of her.
No.
She wants them to be, I think.
But... and that's why she keeps throwing it out. She's getting, trying just to get something out of them. And so I really think it's, I was proud for Tinsley calling out Luann.
I was actually in shock, because I thought it was very shady of Tinsley, because we haven't seen her be... shady.
She's like, how many more episodes do I have? Okay, let's do it now. Pull the trigger now.
I actually liked it.
Quit the finales next week.
Because I didn't think it was shady. I just thought it was an honest bit of truth and that they've all been listening to this BS for the last 3 months. Finally, you just go, you know what? No, you're not from there.
Yeah.
Stop. I lose comeback. Oh, where do you live? With your mother? That was so good because Luann usually doesn't get smart with people. Mm-hmm. She's just like, oh, you're speaking to me that way? I'm leaving. You know, and for her to go in
back
was good for me. I loved it.
She wasn't going to be talked to like that. I kind of now, like, looking at how Luann is in present time, I kind of want to go back to, like, season 1 and 2 when Luann really had the Countess life and was above
it's
everyone.
It's almost like she walks differently now. Like, she was so prissy prim proper back then.
Yeah.
It's weird because I remember season 1. Yes. When she would be like, oh, how dare you tell the driver my first name, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But she would also go out, like, ditch the kids for the night and go out partying with her niece. Like, it's like a tale of two Luanns. I swear she used to walk differently because she thought she was so hoity-toity special.
And we got the single Crazy Luann, too. So we've really seen her evolve these over the years.
Full circle.
Yep.
She's back to thinking she's very special because she's married.
Well, Ramona admits the time in the pool with Bethany was actually her rose. And the joke about her, well, not joke, but her being disinvited from the tequila tasting type thing was the thorn. But that ended up working itself out anyway and leading to her rose. Dorinda says the horses dancing, like their opening presentation was her favorite part, and the argument with Bethany was her thorn, and Bethany also admits that that was a thorn of a trip. And I think because it was right there at the end, that was easy to say, but that was the thorn of the trip, especially since Bethany and Ramona made up, so no longer was Ramona being the thorn for it. And that was our episode.
It was a great one. I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah. Viva la Mexico.
Viva la Mexico.
But we have some news and gossip.
So, yeah, let's get to the news and gossip. We all literally said when we walked in today.
Oh, yes.
It was about Ramona's brother. So
we all
fill us in, Megan.
Okay, so Ramona went to Jill Zarin's charity luxury luncheon in the Hamptons this weekend, where she revealed to the press that her younger brother died 3 weeks ago. According to Ramona, she said, "We weren't close anymore." She ended up thinking this was a good thing because the quote they got from her was, "Because of his death, I got closer to my niece. I flew her out for about a week." I'm sorry. I'm trying to do, like, my Ramona impression. It's not.
You're doing good.
It's great.
She said, "And I spoke to her and said that I was really sorry about her dad's death, but if it wasn't for his death, you wouldn't have bonded with my daughter, Avery, and I. So we have this whole new relationship we never had." I don't know how you can possibly try to make it sound positive that your brother died, but she kind of did.
She really did.
Oh, boy. Okay, but we're sending our love to Bobby Zarin, Jill's husband, because he was back in the hospital because of complications with his thyroid cancer battle. Good news, Ramona went to see him. She and Jill spoke for 45 minutes, and now Bobby is back home.
Great.
So, good. Glad to hear
good
that.
Good vibes.
Good job, Bobby. Way to get healthy, bud. We love you. Page Six has a couple of stories for us in the Housewives hemisphere today. Joanna Krupa and Brandi Glanville have finally settled their smelly lady parts suit.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't remember, Brandi Glanville accused Joanna Krupa of having an affair with Muhammad Hadid. And also that her nether regions were not very nice smelling. So Brandi had to settle for an undisclosed amount, and she also issued an apology, which I feel like was probably part of the settlement, because here's the statement, and it's very funny. "I want to apologize to Joanna Krupa for the statements I have made about her. I regret ever making such statements about Joanna Krupa. I also certainly never intended my statements to be taken so seriously and out of proportion." So there you have it. Joanna finally, after I think like a 4-year situation.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was, or maybe it was 2014 and 2015 these comments happened, and then the suit began. So it's been a long time. Oh boy. Page Six has another juicy one for us about Tom and Luann. Claims Tom was seen flirting with a blonde this weekend at a dive bar called Murph's in Sag Harbor. Tom's rep, so now he has a rep because of all of his
issues in the press. Oh my gosh, indiscretions.
Yes. He denied the meeting. Both Luann and Tom gave quotes to Page Six that he was there with a group of their mutual friends, and there is no story here, they both said.
Do we think they're going to make it to a whole year?
Well, let's make some predictions then, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, let's do it.
Prediction time.
Do we think...
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Tom and Luann are going to make it to a year. Yes.
Okay, it's August. I don't know. I think she will to save
yep,
face.
Yep, I think she will too.
Even if she moves into, you know, back into Sonia's top floor, I think to save face, she will stay married for, gosh, when's it safe publicly for someone like her? 2 years?
I think 365 days is a huge accomplishment.
I mean, but let's be honest, Tom could file anytime he wanted.
He could too, and it doesn't hurt him at all.
He has a real job. He's not a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not trying to like save face, probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking a year, or I mean, I'm hoping that they last, but
so they got married over the holidays. So what would be a safe time? to file for divorce.
Spring.
Next year. So maybe next spring.
That's a good one. I'll go with that.
And case closed.
So we do. The reason we may be saying that is because Tom makes a comment when they're talking about his relationship with Missy and how they met, where he actually says he's going to DM Mike to tell what happened. How does
Missy get invited to all these events when she knows production. That they're going to be filming?
Production. Well, wants so her
Ramona
there.
Was dragging her out for the last few mm-hmm. shoots that she was on.
And this is Tinsley's Ramona party.
Did it again?
This is Tinsley's party for Sonia, and apparently
to say thank you.
To say thank you, and apparently Sonia doesn't show up.
I think production mm-hmm. called her.
I think so too. Do we think that Sonia's going to show up for her own party or sleep right through it?
To me, it seems like she did not go because I don't think we had any footage of her at the party.
Nope. The only footage we get of her is her and Frenchie in our little, you know, previous.
It's interesting because it's usually, I think, required for them to all show up for this final shoot. It's always like one little party evening and it's required because they're all kind of supposed to go around and talk to each other about unresolved issues. Mm-hmm.
But this could have been a good reason to not have Sonia show up and something great for the reunion.
Yeah, that's true. It could be a moment where they talk about why they didn't go, and it's going to be interesting. They're definitely not going to be sitting next to each other.
But I'm over this storyline. It mm-hmm. was never anything to begin with. They're trying to make it so big, and
what's crazy, though, is that they are real friends, or they did start off as real friends, so that's the part that interests me, because it's like watching a...
I don't know. Were they? I mean, I don't feel like they really knew each other. I think they threw her in Sonia's house for shooting purposes.
Maybe they knew
Tinsley to the
I
group.
Don't know. I think they might have known of each other and stuff, and thought maybe they would get... I thought maybe they would get along. Sonia is motherly. I mean, Tinsley's a fun, you know, girl that wants to go out and stuff. And Sonia is going to be, she can be the life of the party, drunk or sober. She really can be very fun when she's sober, too. I think that this was just their personalities were not the same. And Sonia expected far more of Tinsley than Tinsley was willing to offer and didn't feel like she should have to be a slave in someone's home just because she was staying with them.
That too, and I think Sonia didn't want her to come for her territory and what she has in her life. I feel like it was a lot like competition almost. It was like kind of looking at a person that's younger than you.
Oh,
and I felt like that this season.
Blonde. Yes, like maybe mm-hmm. like
it was
kind of
like I'm here, I've accomplished this, you're in my place.
I'm
it was,
here, you're here.
The best. That's the best.
Kelly Ben Simone.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. Maybe it was like she's could be the new Sonia if I let her, and I'm not gonna let it happen. Mm-hmm.
The good thing with Tinsley, though, is that's not how she is, and I think we've watched that this season that she doesn't want to be Sonia. She wants to be Tinsley.
Mm-hmm.
So
to be honest, I wouldn't miss her if she wasn't back. Because I don't think she's a firecracker in the way that the rest of these women are. Not that she's not fun TV at times.
She's likable. She's a likable person, but I wouldn't miss her if she wasn't on the season.
Because I feel like, you know, Carol's a more quiet, reserved person, but she fills this perfect role on this show of being like the clear, level-headed one. And yeah, Tinsley's not doing it for me.
She didn't deliver. And I think we expected a lot, especially from our first after show doing the show. We were like, what is she going to do? What is she going to do? And she really kind of just was there and didn't really give us too much. I don't know. Who gave us more, Jules or her?
I like her. I like her a lot more than I like Jules. I didn't like Jules. There was nothing in my mind. Like, I just thought that she was a fake person. I hated hearing her talk. I wish her the best of luck with her life and everything that she's going through, because obviously there was certain things that were not happy in her relationship with her body image, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't likable for me. There was nothing about her that I was like, ooh, I really like Jules. I really like, no. Mm-mm.
Interesting how there's always that one slot that they've been trying to like rotate. They had mm-hmm. Heather.
Kristen, they had Heather.
It's just this corner they cannot can't be find- fixed. I think if Bethany and Jill were to somehow find a meeting place, because Jill is doing some nice things. She's doing that charity, and that would be amazing if we saw Jill part of The Real Housewives and have Bethany be on it as well. And somehow they figure it out. Paris and Nicole did.
Maybe come back. Maybe come back and do the role that Luann did a couple years back, where she was just kind of like a character, but not one of the main housewives. So we're getting her in half the episodes, but she's not a central character. I would love to see that, Jill.
Do you think they would
spot.
Ever come, like, you know, with what's going on with Jill and, you know, Bobby and that whole situation, do you think her, if she did come on the show, that it would work with Bethany? Considering the, you know, I mean, it's her husband. I don't know. Like, what do you girls think? I'm curious.
I don't know. I feel like Bethany doesn't harbor all those harsh feelings anymore. Too much time has passed and too many things happen in her own life.
So there
life.
Is a possibility of this happening?
But I don't know. Maybe she's kind of like, look, I ain't signing if you guys are going to sign Jill.
I think that Bethany controls that, unfortunately. And I feel like that's her thought on it, that I think there's too much other stuff going on in her life that that's like the least of her worries. But I still think she'd go, not doing it then. You can have her back, but then I'm gone. And Bethany's too great at TV.
Yep.
All right, everybody. What a great episode. We've got the final episode next weekend. But before we get to that, make sure you guys reach out to all of us here. Thomas, where can everyone find you?
All right, now that you're done watching our after show, go on YouTube and type in Your Time with Thomas and watch my series. We're on the third episode this Friday. It's really fun. I'm with all my friends, so check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
And you guys can chat with me on Twitter, Instagram, wherever else you want to do that. You guys can find me at Megan Stecher. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
And once you're done watching Thomas's show, you should make sure to DVR The Sinner on USA tonight, because it sounds fantastic. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.